Selected. Dentricate 2 of 2. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Iron plague. Stryker took a moment for himself. His cybernetic body did not tire, but his cogitator coils needed a few seconds to process the volume of apocalyptic data his system had absorbed. The destruction. The loss of the Opus Machina and the Mission Priesthood. The deaths of thousands of the Machine God's holy Skitarii servants. The arrival of the Iron Warriors. Probabilities and projections extended little way beyond certain death. Imperatives burned unfulfilled. Protocols demanded actions that could not be prosecuted. Haldron 44 Stryker came to understand the nature of his construction. Why the techno-magi of the cult Mechanicus saw fit to leave their cybernetic legions and officers with the disabilities of base flesh. In situations where imperatives and protocols failed, all Skitarii had left were their instincts, their gut feelings, their faith. Looking down at the hellstorm of the Abistra Dynamicron, into which the Opus Machina still tumbled, Stryker saw Nalad Decker 871. The Princeps stood amongst a number of Rust Stalker units who were waiting on the skeletal platform several levels below. Decker looked up at his commander, his optics blank and unreadable. Phrenos 361 drifted by, its spinal mechadendrites clasping the rail and anchoring the servo skull to the platform. 10 Victro Tiberiacs hobbled down the steps. Putting a gauntlet under Stryker's appendage arm, he helped his commander to his feet. Stryker turned. The hydraulics of Tiberiax's left leg were shattered, and his plumed helm was missing. The swarthy skin of his shaved head was bloody and bruised, his features split down the middle by a ragged scar running across his face. Several cranial augmentations had been ripped free of their housings by some head-smashing trauma. Tiberiax.
Orders, Primus.
Stryker looked at the vanguard Skitarii and rangers that were making their way down the stairwell. Some were black with the roasting attentions of energy beams, while the warplate of others was dented and punctured where bullets had blasted through their workings. A number had lost arms or appendages. Each cybernetic soldier still walked straight and tall, proud and pious, knowing that the Omnisire still had work for their bionic blessings. Stryker found the sight of the surviving Skitarii inspiring and pledged to himself that he would find a duty worthy of them.
Primus, Tiberiax transmitted.
The fleet is lost, and the commanding priesthood with them. There is no one left to speak for the Machine God except us. And for the Skitarii, actions speak louder than words.
Yes, Primus,
Tiberiax agreed.
We have to stay true to our faith, Stryker streamed. Even in this benighted place, at this most testing of times, our faith in the great Maker and his creations.
Affirmative.
The rest of the fleet is delayed, but they will arrive.
Eventually. If they are lost in the warp, Primus, they might not arrive for days, weeks, years even,
10 Victro Tiberiax reasoned.
Then we know the enormity of the task ahead,
Stryker said.
Omnid Torkora will come for us. Of that I have no doubt.
What until then?
We must do our best to facilitate that arrival by taking and holding our objective, Stryker said.
The Forge Temple Principle.
Even Tiberiax was surprised at his Primus's insistence.
Yes, the Magnaplex Maximal, Stryker said. In the temple, the objectives of Engram Myrmidex and Omnid Torkora meet. Taking the Forge Temple and the secrets contained within is the most economical use of our limited resources. Through such an action, many of our imperatives can still be met.
With entire legions at our disposal, we could not take the Magnaplex,
Nalad Decker 871 intruded.
What makes you think we can with a few hundred survivors?
Stryker looked down at the steely Decker and then back at his second in command. He waved a gauntlet at the rocky face of the cliff, down which the platforms, skeletal stairwells, and ladders extended.
Above us is the Magnaplex Maximal, Stryker told them. Down here, the temple underforge and info tombs. The forge temple draws its power and iron from the demon core below. There must be a way in. The freightways above have been cut off.
There must be access tunnels below the surface that were similarly truncated.
You wish to infiltrate the forge from below, Decker clarified.
Take it, Stryker screamed to the officers. Hold it. Plunder it of its secrets. Hard data. It's what we were sent here to do. Despite the odds stacked against us and the determination of the Dark Mechanicum to deny us our prize.
The Keller device stirred up a Vespid's nest here, Tiberiax agreed.
I always had faith in our success, and I still do.
Against the Iron Warriors, Decker put to him.
Against all enemies of the Omnisire, Haldron 44, Stryker said.
What do you need of us, Primus? Tiberiax transmitted.
Princeps, Stryker streamed. You are to lead our forces on down the cliff face. Find us a way into the temple underforge.
Affirmative. The Rust Talker officer returned after a crackle of hesitation. Anything to get off this scaffold.
Stryker privately agreed with the Rust Stalker's withering assessment. He could not help but feel the vulnerabilities of their position on the shattered walkways that creaked over the monstrous rage of the Abistra Dynamicron.
Tiberiax, I'm yours, Primus.
Verify our number, our supplies of power and ammunition, Stryker commanded. We have a mixture of cohorts here. Divide by designation and nominate officers by ratio of confirmed kill where we are missing sub-alphas.
Right away, Primus, 10 Victro Tiberiax said.
Wait. Do you detect that?
Affirmative.
Teleportation signatures, Stryker streamed. Go!
As Nallo Decker 871 led the Skitari down through the network of scaffold stairwells and scorched platforms, Tiberiax followed, urging the Skitari on. The cybernetic soldiers climbed down through the structure. They dropped through openings to lower platforms and shimmied down ladders with sparks showering the Skitari below. Stryker phylactically felt his way to the picked streams of Skitari soldiers dying up in the decimated capital district. The Iron Warriors were on the ground. Through the fading, grainy visuals, the Primus saw Dreadclaw drop pods fire their descent rockets and hit the wreckage-strewn wasteland with their landing talons. Hydraulic lifts descended with a shudder, revealing the infernal light of the Dreadclaw interiors. Stryker watched as hulking monsters were unleashed onto the field of battle. They wore the battered, ancient plate of tactical dreadnought armor. The silver and gold of their suits was mottled with corrosion and splattered with blood. Faded black and yellow chevrons marked out individual plates and spiked sections. Some horrific curse of the flesh had changed the Iron Warriors of the 51st Expedition. Monstrous clusters of muscle, tendon and brawn seemed to have outgrown the ancient Terminator suits, which all the Iron Warriors wore. The warped flesh appeared to be part of the suit's structural integrity, with the shattered pieces of helms embedded in the monstrous heads and faces of the long-changed Chaos Space Marines. They moved with the assurance of Titans, stomping across the smoldering wasteland about the Magnaplex Maximal, yearning for the death and destruction to come. Most disturbing were their hands, that seemed bloated with the brawn of cursed flesh. The limbs had broken entirely free of plate and gauntlet. The metal of their suits morphed into the corruption-laced abomination of their flesh. At the malformed termination of such limbs, however, flesh solidified once more to metal. Bloated appendages formed a myriad of spawned heavy weaponry, colossal claws, biochemical flamers, and multi-barreled flesh cannons. Rusted Thunderhawk gunships swooped in, belching black smoke and depositing legionary battle tanks and siege weaponry, while spiked lighters and ram shuttles descended, spilling gene-bred space marines and cult cybernetic warriors enslaved to the Iron Warriors' dread cause. Suddenly, the picked stream was obscured by the loathsome shape of an Iron Warrior monster who, looking down on a dying Skitari warrior with its warped face, stamped on the soldier's head. As Haldron 44 Stryker scanned for manifestations, he saw a group of three monstrosities appear from the lead-smeared shimmer of teleportation. Stryker felt the creak of the scaffold superstructure as the Iron Warriors assumed their horrific form. The two flanking mountains of flesh metal were armed like their warped brethren, falling from the skies in an iron plague. The warlord in the middle appeared bigger and more wretchedly malformed than even his monstrous escorts. A tarnished mail cloak was draped across the huge globes of his shoulders, marking him out amongst the afflicted Iron Warriors as a warsmith or officer.
The hulking abomination's tactical dreadnought armor was dripping with skulls and chains. This gave way to dread-formed flesh metal that assumed the shapes of gargantuan killing claws, the tapering digits of which were cursed with the thrashing titanium teeth of chainswords. The Chaos Space Marine's head was an age-cracked mess of malformed features. His smashed half-skull was held together with wire mesh, through which his warped flesh had dribbled, sliding his features down onto the monstrous muscle of his neck. As the Iron Warrior's warsmith got his bearings, he almost toppled forward on the platform. Grabbing the warping rail with a gargantuan claw, the monster steadied himself and gave Stryker a fiendish half-grin of mock relief.
"Skitari," Stryker ordered, "take out the walkways."
Rangers and vanguard soldiers halted their descent and leant their weapons against ladders and rails. They took aim with their galvanic rifles, transuranic arquebuses, and radium weaponry. With their targeters and expert marksmanship, the Skitari shredded the cables and fixtures of the walkways connecting the Iron Warrior's platform to their own section, allowing the macro scaffolding to fall away. As the Iron Warriors bounced uncertainly on their own platform, Stryker thought to press his advantage and have his Skitari take down the larger section, sending the warsmith and his monsters into the burning maelstrom of the core below. Before Stryker could issue the command, the abominable warsmith, smiling no more, grabbed for support on the shaking platform. He waved in a pair of thunderhawks with a giant, malformed claw. The first of the corrosion-pitted gunships swooped in for its master, obscured in a bank of belching black smoke. The second gunship was a riveted nightmare of extra plating, barely kept in the air under the power of its guttering engines. A pair of flank-mounted heavy bolters opened fire as the gunship hove into view. Stryker leapt downstairs and dropped through ladder wells with his descending Skitari, as the heavy bolters shattered their way through the companionways above. As the cockpit-fused monstrosity of an Iron Warrior pilot guided his Thunderhawk in, he mangled platforms and section supports with the wings of the gunship. Bringing the gunship down sharply, he collapsed a section, forcing Stryker and several Skitari vanguard soldiers to leap for an adjacent platform. As Stryker hit the shaky mesh and rolled, another cybernetic soldier was helped over the rail by 10 Victro Tiberiacs and 2 of his Rangers. 2 other Skitari tumbled to their deaths with the plummeting scaffolding.
"Go, sir,"
Tiberiax told his Primus, having set up 2 Rangers with transuranic arquebuses on the platform. As the rusted Thunderhawk drifted out and down, rounds from its heavy bolters ricocheted off the rocky wall of the cliff face.
"Mark your target," Tiberiax told his Rangers. "Fire!"
The shells blasted away in unison, hammering through the armor plaz of the Thunderhawk cockpit canopy. As they thudded through the monstrous head of the Iron Warrior pilot, the gunship began to fall away. As Stryker made his way down through the macro scaffold of the shipyards, he saw the descending gunship smash into the second before plowing straight through a web of cabling and down into the demonic core of the planet. With Tiberiax and his Rangers on his metal heels, Stryker negotiated the labyrinth of mesh and railing, all the while watching the warsmith's remaining Thunderhawk level out and rescue itself from disaster.
"Decker!" Stryker streamed.
"Found one, sir,"
the princeps transmitted back, his rust stalkers filing into the smashed entrance of a truncated tunnel set in the cliff face. They were cutting a maintenance lock from its hinges. As hundreds of Skitari soldiers crammed into the confines of the soot-caked tunnel, Stryker joined them. 10 Victro Tiberiacs brought up the rear, his Rangers backing in with their arquebuses aimed back out of the tunnel. As the Skitari filed in through the hatch, Nalo Decker 871 closed it and braced the broken lock with a thick plasteel pole. Decker and Tiberiax looked to their Primus as bolt fire directed up the tunnel began to hammer at the thick metal of the door.
"I don't think that's going to hold them," Tiberiax streamed at Decker.
"It won't have to," the Rust Stalker returned. "Look at how difficult it was for us to get in here. That scaffold won't hold an Iron Warrior."
"They will find a way in,"
Tiberiax said, certain of their enemy's determination.
"We're in," Haldron 44 Stryker told his officers, "and we've got a job to do. Princeps, find us a way down through the Underforge. We need the Forge Temple info tombs."
"Affirmative,"